You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 37. Roll through the changes. Well, I'm going to make 52 episodes before the end of 2014 and have drafted up a schedule that I will work on sticking to. Yeah, I'm going to try at least. I mean, so, you know, if I don't, you might just have a lot of episodes in the month of December. So, no, seriously, I am going to try. So, thank you for sticking with me and being patient. 37 episodes in here, so... So I can see the end of lawn mowing season is coming in just a few weeks. I don't mind mowing the lawn. I mean, you know, I can do it pretty quick now. I can do it in under an hour, so it's not too bad. You know, if it could just stop raining, then I can have to stop bagging grass so much. You know, I was hoping to mulch more this season, but just didn't happen. And with that, let's start the news. AC/DC, the hard rock band, finish a new album, but Malcolm Young leaves the band due to health issues. So this news is, you know, when I was reading about this almost a couple weeks ago, so they, you know, the band had back in February, they talked about, you know, Malcolm not doing well health-wise and things like that. So, but then they finally announced that they have finished an album and they announced his official departure. So he suffers from dementia. He's 61 years old. So he's been, lived a hard life, you know, the hard rock life and life on the road and all sorts of different things. So this is the first time in 41 years he will not be on an AC/DC studio album. Yeah, so that's pretty big. I mean, he's been with the band. He's Angus Young's brother, you know. I mean, you know, him and Angus started this band, you know. So he does have a nephew, Stevie Young. So you hear the name Stevie and you think, oh, gosh, you know, he's young. Pun intended. But the nephew, Stevie Young, is 57 years old. So he's, you know, he's a nephew, but so he's not that much younger than Malcolm, you know, just by 4 years younger. So he is taking over and he's joining the band on the new album, which is called Rock or Bust. And it is going to be released in the United States on December 2nd. So we don't have to wait too much longer, just a little less than 2 months for a new AC/DC album. The first single is called Play Ball and has been running as a promo for the channel TBS and for their Major League Baseball playoff season. There is a tour. There will be a tour in 2015. There's hints of a date in 2014 here, but everything I was reading on didn't say or confirm that as something legit or solid. So... the rumor is that they're going to celebrate 40 years of the band together. They started in 1974, and there's a hint that there will be 40 shows worldwide. So you can bet Utah will not be on this list of cities they will visit. You know, you never know. The band doesn't have a very good history here. I mean, over the years they've come here, but you know, back in the 90s they had a show here where. Several people in the audience died due to overcrowding, and they haven't been back since. They haven't come back through. So be nice if they did, but, you know, hey, I'm going to have to travel to see them because I've been a fan since 1976, and I've been listening to them ever since. Old music, new music, I mean, Back in Black, Highway to Hell, you know, all these great albums that they've made over the years, but I've never seen them live, so... I would like to see him live. Unfortunately, it won't be with Malcolm. So all the best to him with his health. And, you know, I don't know if there's going to be a recovery, you know, but, you know, decisions have been made and he is leaving the band and the band will move on and make some great music again. Hello. No, it's not a thing, you know, for saying hello. It's Elo. It's a new ad-free social network, and it's making waves. So it's been out a few months, I think in July or something like that, maybe. Anyway, but recently got a lot of press and it's taken off like wildfire. They get 40,000 new requests to join an hour. New users, I was invited by a fellow blogger, Vahid, and a lot of us, like Capgar and Kevin Spencer and a whole bunch of others that are in our blogging circle have joined up. So, you know, there's about 20 or so friends that I have that it's like the old days, like, you know, like the early days of Twitter, you know, when things were minimalistic and the interface wasn't much. And that's kind of how this is. I mean, you know, you can reply, you can post new posts. There's no limit. There's not no 140 character limit, or you know, you can reply as much as you want. You can post photos, which if you post from a mobile device, you can grab from your camera roll. You can follow others, which is called friend, and all of it in a browser window. So, you know, whether you're on a desktop or a mobile device. Speaking of mobile device, there are no mobile apps at this time. It's on their list of, you know, things to complete. There's no private messages. Search doesn't work very well, and the interface can be kind of wonky at times. You know, some in the tech community that are following this, they call it a Facebook killer. Right now, I don't see that. I see more of a Twitter type of, like I said, early days of Twitter, you know. You know, I prefer to see this as a social network that is trying to return to the days before ads, spam, bots, and likes, you know, ad free. They're not going to run any ads on this site, you know. I think they're going to go the freemium model, meaning that you can, you'll pay extra for certain features and things like that. The lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender community, likes it. As you can use a name other than your own legal given one, like Twitter. You know, Twitter, you know, you don't have to use your real name. Facebook requires real names, you know. So, you know, some people like to use, you know, different names on social networking. So, it's hard to see how the social network's going to take off in the next few months. I mean, you know, obviously they need to, you know, plan for growth. They need to look and see exactly where things are. As far as, you know, letting too many people in at once might crash the network, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, hopefully they will focus on the growth and interface changes and updates. They are venture capital funded. Some company, venture capital out of Vermont, if I remember right, to the tune of $435,000. So hopefully that'll keep them afloat for a little while. That's being criticized by some. So people think that because they're venture capital, they're not truly on their own. You know what? I'd like to see some of these critics come out and find the money to fund these, you know, these upstarts, you know, these startups. So I'm sorry, but, you know, venture capital doesn't mean that they're going to sell out, you know. Let's stick with it. I'm going to stick with it, and I'm going to see let's see where it goes here. So, hello. High school students refused entrance to homecoming dance over dress code violations. So there's a high school here in Utah called Bingham High School, and they held their homecoming dance last month. When some students showed up, they were refused entrance to the dance because parts of their dresses were not conforming to the moral dress code. So from the photos I saw, which, you know, the dresses were pretty modest, you know, compared to racier outfits that I've seen at nightclubs, you know, so... you know, there's a link to this article on the show notes here, and there, and if you open the link, you can see a couple of pictures of the dresses. So, I thought they're pretty modest. You know, they're cute little dresses. They're going to a dance. Jeez, you know. But here in Mormonville, oh my God, the school said the dresses didn't meet the strict dress code. So, as it turns out, the code exists for several reasons, and one of which, and here's the rub here, is for the girls to not dress in a way to entice the males in attendance at the dance. Are you serious? Why is it up to females to be responsible for the males to not think sexy thoughts? What the hell? What year is this anyway? You know, I applaud these students who walked out of the dance and didn't return, and the parents that stood behind them. Yes, there are non-Mormons that live here in Utah, and their parents, some of these parents, were just outraged. Kind of memories of Footloose. You know, oh, my goodness. So this similar tactics, the dress code tactics, also happened in two other schools in North Carolina and Virginia. Oh, my. Let's move on, please. It's a dance. Let people have fun. The dresses were nice. They weren't, you know, overly bizarre or, you know, they weren't trying to look like Kim Kardashian. Let people dance. Just like the movie Footloose. Let there be dance. This week's rant, BYU still bans students from wearing beards. Yeah, so a policy called the BYU Honor Code contains a rule that states males must be clean-shaven. Also, no alcohol, no premarital sex, or no tattoos are allowed for students. But back to the beards here. Recent protesters are challenging the no-beard ban and want change. They're starting a petition to see if they can get change enacted here. So those who protested wore paper beards on campus and... Yeah, I mean, gosh, I'm surprised I didn't get kicked out for doing that, you know, for wearing a fake beard, you know. So the ultimate irony here, the school's founder, Brigham Young, the Mormon leader back in the late 1800s, he wore a beard throughout most of his life. And there's a statue of him on campus with a beard, although I think they have one without a beard, too. So, but anyway... So, you know, there was many Mormon prophets before the 1940s, which is when this this BYU Honor Code was enacted, that wore beards too, you know. So, anyone that knows Mormon history knows that beards were a big part of the early Mormon history. So, yeah, irony. It seems that this is a bit outdated here. So... There's no hindrance to attending school for students that wish to grow beards. You know, I mean, the beards aren't getting in the way of learning, you know, at least for the student that's wanting to learn, they're not. So, you know, the older church leaders have labeled beards, you know, as a sign of rebellion in the drug culture. Oh, give me a goddamn break. Really? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, stop with this hipster comparison thing here, you know, or whatever. And the hipsters aren't even on drugs either. I mean, maybe some are, but, you know, just change needs to happen. This is such an innocent issue, and it's just nonsense that the school is being silly, keeping this policy. Change it. This week's shameless plug, yesterday, Saturday, was the first time... there were no morning cartoons. No Saturday morning cartoons. I was really sad to read about this. Yes. Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know. It boggles my mind. I mean, okay, yes, there is still places you can watch cartoons, like on cable, online, downloaded videos, DVD sets are pretty plentiful still. You know, but I grew up in the 70s watching cartoons, you know, and 60s and 70s, actually. I mean... You know, but 70s, Saturday morning cartoons were big, you know, late 60s, early 70s. I mean, ABC, CBS, NBC all had great lineups in the 70s, you know. You know, I love getting, so here's some memory for you. I love getting that edition of TV Guide, you know, that covered specifically the number of new cartoons and those returning from the previous years. I used to read that thing like three or four times, making sure I wouldn't miss any of these shows. Some of my favorites from the 70s, Speed Buggy, Scooby-Doo, Bugs Bunny, and all sorts of classic cartoons made their home on Saturday mornings when I was a kid. I mean, God, I mean, you know, now, so what? Where's the change here? So the live shows that focus on education have taken their place. So there's nothing wrong with educational shows, but not at the expense of replacing cartoons on Saturday morning. I'm sad, you know, gosh, you know, so... Go watch some Tom and Jerry. Go watch some Bugs Bunny. Go watch Huckleberry Hound and Fred, you know, the Flintstones and Jetsons and all that. All of them, you know, Saturday morning cartoons. Rest in peace. It's rock and or roll. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.